welcome to Building the Bakken Radio. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken Radio, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken. Building the Bakken is not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about the facts of the energy industry. Building the Bakken is about the people, the community, and the industry, those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and the oil and gas industry. On today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, we talk with the owner of Manly Brothers of Indiana, a fracking sand company, Paul Sult, as well as William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, spearheading the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota. And we check in with the third annual Bakken Conference with Luke Giever and John Nelson. They give us all the details with that conference coming up next week. Plus, Tim Manning with Tobacco Creek Properties has a unique way of integrating real estate with the oil and gas industry. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us. Up next, Luke Giever, Program Director, and John Nelson, Director of Marketing for the third annual Bakken Conference and Expo.
Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye.
The first morning, the main general session of the event really kind of showcases what people can expect from the event. We've got a CEO for an E&P company that's active in both the Bakken and in Texas. We have the USGS senior geologist talking about geologies and lessons learned from what they know about the Williston Basin and how it compares to other places like the Red Hot Permian right now in the Delaware Basin down in Texas. We've also got people from Houston and PricewaterhouseCoopers talking about what they're seeing across the entire nation in terms of energy strategies and perspectives that their clients are sharing with them that they think they'd like to pursue going forward. In terms of companies that everyone would know in the Bakken, on Tuesday we've got a great panel of presenters that I'm certainly excited about, and our magazine team is planning to put a story together on, and that's with the trends that have been happening with completions and fracking the wells in the Williston Basin. It's been amazing the different things that people have tried and been successful at. For that panel, we've got Liberty Oilfield Services, Packers Plus Energy Services, and Halliburton, with all of their Rockies or Bakken experts talking about the things that they're excited about.
Luke Giever, Program Director for the Bakken Conference and Expo, editor of the North American Shale Magazine, and John Nelson, Director of Marketing, joining us here on the program, talking about the third annual Bakken Conference and Expo, July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. Now, just let me get my bearings a little bit for those people who maybe been to Bismarck before, like I have. This is going to be at the Civic Center or something along those lines downtown. It was where the Trump rally was, and the Williston Basin Conference has been there in the past years. Is that where we're talking about?
That is correct, yes.
And that's a nice-sized building, so I would imagine that you guys are expecting a decent attendance for this. Have you got a number of companies that have committed so far to either attend or be expos in or be vendors in the expo?
Yeah, currently we have nearly 70 exhibitors attending, currently on the expo map. If you go to our website, thebakkenconference.com, you can see all the companies on the expo map. But we have a lot of the large players in the Bakken and in shale in general attend, you know, at this event. So your Halliburtons, your Statoil, Fortis, Energy Services. Yeah, I think, you know, one thing I'd like to reiterate is really the view, as we were talking about how things have kind of gone a little more on the national level with the Bakken versus just focusing on what is happening here, we really are trying to bring some insights and information and technologies from other shale plays and bring them to the Bakken and bring that information to the Bakken. It falls in alignment with our magazine, which now covers, you know, shale plays all over the country, from the Mid-Continent shale plays, the Mount, you know, anything from the Marcellus to the Scoop-Stack to the Permian to Eagleford, and bringing that information to the Bakken and connecting those companies with other companies working in the Bakken. And so we're just trying to bring it all together in Bismarck, bring that information, bring it to a spot where someone who's attending can find the latest technologies, can find the latest services, how everything is being streamlined so getting oil out of the Bakken is more profitable. And that's really what we're trying to help people understand, and in addition to connecting people to companies so they can do more work in the Bakken.
Yeah, I'd just like to add, like me, the only thing I would recommend is bring a full pad of paper or recorder, your iPhone recording system, whatever it may be, because there'll be a lot of information there. One of the things that I always find interesting and valuable for, as I'm sure you do, Jason, is to go out and talk to the exhibitors and learn about the things that they're seeing or the things that they're doing. They might not always have presentation spot in events like this, but they're a great source of information just to learn about things that are happening in the field and things that might be coming in the future. So I'm excited to take in a lot of the content during the main show, but also to spend time with the exhibitors on the floor.
To listen to the full-length interview with John Nelson and Luke Giever with the third annual Bakken Conference and Expo, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Yes, I was born on the first day of my life. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.